Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Broadcast. I'm your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield. And I truly thank God for my husband, Pastor Cornelius Crankfield Sr. We truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit, on this beautiful morning. And I truly thank God for this beautiful Saturday morning where we go out and do our errands or visit the sick or do whatever we have to do to please the Lord. And this morning I would like to say a short prayer. Heavenly Father, I truly thank God for those who have ears to hear what your word is saying today. Truly, I thank God for those who are able to hear what your word is saying this morning. I truly thank God for your righteousness and your glory through your Son, Jesus Christ. Open the eyes of your people. Open the eyes, O God, of their heart. Let them receive this message of life. Let them receive this revelation that you pertain to them. And Father God, I pray that each and every one of us have a strong foundation, and your foundation is your word. Lord, let our mind be steadfast on you. Let us receive all that you have for us, body, soul, and spirit. And Father, we ever give you the glory. We ever give you the praise. In Jesus' name, let's all say amen. And I truly thank God for this day and hour that we are living in, that God give us an opportunity to know who he is and what he is. And we truly thank God for his Son, Jesus, Yeshua, Yahweh, of all that he is to us, the Almighty. And that is God himself, the Almighty, want us to know through his Son, Jesus Christ, of the things that pertain to us. And this morning, I want you to go along with me in the book of Matthew, the 7th chapter. And I truly thank God for his word today. And this morning, in the book of Matthew, the 7th chapter, I'm going to start reading the 24th verse. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be like unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and the beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Now, I really truly thank God for Jesus giving us this parable pertaining to our foundation. And that foundation is where you carry every day, not in the building of the sanctuary, but you as a church, that your foundation should be rooted, be strong, and anchor in the Lord Jesus Christ, in Yeshua. And I truly thank God. But when I read this parable, I think of the story of the three little pigs, how they, each one of them, build their house. And I would like to read that story of the three little pigs. And as I read this story, you should receive a revelation of your own that the Lord wants you to see. Where is your foundation? Is your foundation rooted, or is your foundation on the sand? And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. And the story begins. Once upon a time, there were three little pigs. One pig built a house of straw, while the second pig built his house with sticks. The third little pig worked hard all day and built his house with bricks. They built their house very quickly and then sang and danced all day because they were lazy. The two pigs, they built their house very quickly and sang and danced all day because they were lazy. A big bad wolf saw the two little pigs while they dance and play and thought what juicy, tender meals they will make. He chased the two pigs and they ran and hid in their house. The big bad wolf went to the first house, the first pig house, who built his house in straw. And the wolf came to that first house. He will huff and puff and blew the house down in minutes. The frightened little pig ran to the second pig's house that was made of sticks. The big bad wolf now came to this house and huffed and puffed and blew the house down in hardly any time. Now, the two little pigs were terrified and ran to the third pig's house. Okay, that third pig house was built with bricks. Keep in mind, the first two pigs found house was not built strong on the foundation. And the wolf represents Satan. And I truly thank God in Jesus' name. And I truly thank God. And the story continues. The big bad wolf tried to huff and puff and blow the house down, but he could not. I'm talking about the brick. He kept trying for hours, but the house was very strong and the little pigs were safe inside. He tried to enter through the chimney, but the third little pig boiled a big pot of water and kept it below the chimney. The wolf fell into it and died. The two little pigs now felt sorry for having been so lazy. They too built their houses with bricks and lived happily ever after. Now, what did you get out of that story? The story, and I truly thank God how you can compare this story with Jesus' parable. The pig foundation, the first two pig foundation, was not solid. And by the way, as I read the story, they were lazy. They fit to do a shortcut. You ever know sometimes people say, well, I don't have to do all of this, because guess what? I could do mine in a shortcut. And sometimes shortcut don't stand. Shortcut will get you in serious trouble instead of do it the right way. The first two pigs did not do it the right way. But the third pig, he worked hard to make sure that his foundation was solid. His foundation was strong. So anything come against it, they will have a hard time, even wind or whatever, could not blow that solid foundation. Well, that's us people. Thank God we are the church. And we need to really test our foundation, because the wolf, Satan, his job is to kill, steal, and destroy. His job is to blow down, he knows, of your foundation. And don't let the devil, you see, that's one thing about it. Satan knows our foundation. And we need to have our eyes open and not be fooled. When he knows that your foundation is not solid and your foundation is not strong, his job is to tear it down, to destroy it, and to kill you, praise God, because we are that church. So that's the reason why Jesus said that parable of this. And as Jesus said, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, but it was found upon a rock. That third pit house was found upon that foundation of bricks. And the wolf tried to blow that house down, but he couldn't. But what was his consequence? Oh, he was determined to get those pigs, because he knew that was a meal for him. But after a while, when he think that in his mind, okay, I can go down the chimney. But that third pig was very smart. He outsmarted the wolf, and what happened to the wolf? He was destroyed. We as a church, we need to outsmart the devil. And how do we outsmart the devil? Through prayer and fasting, reading our word, prayer, praise God, and stay before the Lord in his word. That's what Satan relies. When he sees that you are in your words, he can do what he want to do. And keep in mind, Satan got to get permission from God. And so when our foundation, as Jesus said, is on that solid foundation, we don't have to worry about the devil to destroy it. But if our foundation built like these first two pigs on straw, on sticks, and our foundation built on sand, it don't last long, saints. It don't last long, my brothers and sisters. That's the reason why we need to be anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ in this day and hour. And Jesus said in the 26th verse, and everyone that heareth these things of mine and doeth them not shall be like unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. Those first two pigs, they were foolish. In other words, they were lazy. Instead of doing the third pig like their little brother, doing his brick house, they do the shortcut. Oh, I don't have time to build no brick house. Let me put mine on the straw. And what happened? The wood blow that down one breath. And then here come the second pig. Oh, well, I can do mine and stick. I'm fine. Yeah, but here come the wolf. Excuse me, blow that down. So, my dear brothers and sisters, we don't need to take things for granted. We need to really test our foundation when it comes to the Word of God. Because Satan will come up against you. He will buff you. He will do all he can to tear you down. Oh, yes, he will do all he can to stop you. So, that's the reason why we need to get anchored in the Word of God. We need to really put our foundation truly and rooted in the Word of God and be solid with his foundation, because you don't know the day nor the hour when Jesus comes. But when you are not watchful and prayerful and read your word, the Satan will catch you off guard. He will catch you off guard, just like the first two little pigs. Do you want to be like the first two little pigs, or do you want to be like the third pig, building your house on a strong foundation? So that's the reason I say we should not take God for granted when he's teaching us his word through his son, Jesus Christ, of the parable pertaining to the word of God. Like I said, we don't know the day nor the hour when the Lord is coming back. But one thing about it, we need to get our foundation rooted and anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord said, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So what happened to the first two little pigs? Their houses were destroyed by the hands of the wolf. And we don't be careful, we'll be just like the first two little pigs if we don't anchor ourselves in Jesus Christ and we don't anchor ourselves in the Word of God. So let's don't take God for granted. Let's be serious mind and receive all that the Lord wants us to have in this day and hour. Because the Satan is not going to light up, praise God. He's not going to stop what he's doing, but he wants us. So my brothers and sisters, be wise in this day and hour. May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Rosa Sharon broadcast with Pastor Joyce Crankfield and Outreach Ministry of the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, located at 4609 North US 1 in Fort Pierce, Florida. I hope that you will join us this Sunday at 11 a.m. for our morning worship service. For more information and directions, please call 772-242-1718. If you have questions about today's program or would like to contact Pastor Joyce, please write to Joyce Crankfield, Rosa Sharon, P.O. Box 3821, Fort Pierce, Florida 34948, or by email at jcrankfield88@comcast.net. Our number again is 772-242-1718.